Hi, Abraham. Again, I love these Abraham Now workshops. Thanks so much for doing them. Lately, I've been hearing from a variety of people talking about the changes in the world and the turmoil and that kind of thing, and that things are likely going to get worse, and that we have to go through the darkness and that sort of thing. And when I hear that, it frightens me a bit. And then I remember you talking about, well, when we're afraid, it's usually an indication that our inner being doesn't see things that way. How do you see the future and what's coming, and how we can really be creative in impacting how things turn out in our lives, individually and collectively? Thanks, Abraham.
Well, you can tell how individually and collectively you're impacting something by the way you feel. And you're right, that feeling of fear means you're not helping what you intend at all. You may be supporting opinions and beliefs, and opinions and beliefs are rampant around you, but they don't need to be. In other words, you can clean up what comes to you, the individual information that comes to you, just by doing more intending and less talking about, supporting, justifying, or defending your beliefs. So you ask us how we see. What we see is you all in a physical environment where contrast is serving you extremely well. And since words don't teach, but life experience does, there are more humans launching rockets of desire than ever before. Clear desires. Your inner beings are more focused upon more desires than ever before. It really is the leading edge of that. So there is more energy flowing. There is more calling of more humans into alignment with their empowerment than ever before. You're being called by the law of attraction, gathering up from non-physical perspective the cooperative components. The only question is, for any of you, how cooperative am I being to my cause? And the answer to that is, how do I feel? And if I feel stress or fear, as you said, then I'm not allowing myself to be part of what I'm intending. I'm still holding my place in what I believe or what I'm observing. We see it going extremely well. We see more asking and therefore more becoming, therefore more non-physical becoming, therefore more vibrational becoming. And we see more and more humans wanting to feel better and better because the path of least resistance is changing for you all. Like in the analogy that we offered earlier, where you only believed that you could lift this much because you've been going to the gym and that's what you've shown yourself you can lift. And then something happens that makes your desire way, way stronger than it's ever been before. And now you can do things that you've never been able to do before by lifting that heavy piece of furniture off your dear loved one that is perishing beneath it. That's what's happening in your environment today. There is a tipping of the scale, where so many of you are just tired of being tired and tired of being sick and tired of being afraid and tired of the meanness and the retribution and the unpleasantness and the unkindness, and you're just wanting the love that sometimes you feel and the kindness that you often feel. There's a tipping, a very powerful tipping point that is happening, because sometimes when things get unwanted enough, the wanted comes into clearer view. Let's see another video.